Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing super well, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Welcome, everybody, back to the podcast. And I'm interested in this topic today. And not that I'm not interested in all of our topics, but I find this one particularly interesting because this is something I engage in all the time.
What is it?
You're leading me.
Am I leading the witness?
Which is good. I'm talking about eating in the car, car food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you, up until recently, I had a strict no eating in the car policy. I was a fanatic about cleanliness in my car. Mm-hmm. Didn't want anything in there at all.
You were one of those.
I was. I would have a drink in the car, you know, like a Diet Pepsi or whatever.
Sure.
A drink, and
sure.
Had to have a cap so it wouldn't spill.
And left the car when you did?
Now, Ben, I tell you, I'm trying to balance, you know, everything on my lap, and, you know, I've got French fries in one hand. I'm trying to shift, and it's dangerous, but, you know, I'm trying, you know, it's a little bit overstated, I guess. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're making it sound kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's not that crazy. No, okay. I've got a system, and it works for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got a system, and it works. But there are certain foods that I will always avoid, and mm-hmm. there are other ones that I think, you know, are safe, I guess, while I'm driving. Safer, I should say.
Yeah. And also with your daughter, mm-hmm. there are additional calculations.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we briefly talked about this already that, you know, I think that there's age-appropriate food for the car as well. You know,
yes.
What you can and can't have when you're certain ages. And mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a young daughter, and I make sure that, you know, her drinks always have lids on them, and she doesn't have anything like hot, like let's say a hot chocolate or,
right.
You know, she loves coffee. I'm just kidding. No, she doesn't love coffee, but hot chocolate or something like that, or just using common sense, I guess, so that, you know, mm-hmm. she doesn't spill something all over herself or just, you know, mm-hmm. make a tremendous mess back there.
So what are some of the steps in your system?
Well,
some of the foods that you like?
I don't know if I have a system or not, but I do have I guess there's some criteria. I've really been thinking about this because there's good car food and there's bad car food.
Sure.
And so I've got a short list of good car food and bad car food. You can comment on this however you like, and we'll keep it short. But I think I'll start with the bad car food.
That's a good place to start, yeah.
Okay. Anything that requires silverware.
Oh, yes.
Bad car food.
Yes, bad car food.
Soups, pastas, pancakes,
nope,
oatmeal.
Nope. None
tacos.
Of that. Also bad.
Cereal with milk.
Do people do that?
I don't know.
I bet somebody does that.
I guess you could put it in like a Tupperware bowl.
You're right, though.
That's
I don't know. Bad.
Anything that requires two hands to eat would also be bad.
That's a good point.
Because you need to have both yep. hands. Now, if you're parked, that's different. Of course, I eat in a parked car often.
Sure, yeah.
I go out and have lunch there. It's kind of an isolation chamber.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. So I guess like something with two hands, it might be like a foot long sub or something like that. Or,
right.
You know, anything with like, let's say a big slice of pizza, you know, those huge
New
York style slices of pizza. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
This feels ridiculous doing this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's fine. That's all right.
I'll tell you if I disagree with you, man. I'm just backing you up because I think these are good points.
Okay. All right. It just seems pretty obvious to me, I guess. But anyways, okay. I'll keep on with my list here. Anything that's drippy or sloppy to eat, that's another one because I don't know, like I've got chili dog.
Yeah, or like
again, tacos make the list again.
Ice cream
oh, that's a good one.
A
you know what
one. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, I never eat ice cream while I'm driving. I'm not an ice cream fan at all anymore. I used to be.
Really?
Yeah.
I never went for it myself, but I always associate that with like when people eat ice cream in a car. I have a reputation among my friends as being the car Nazi.
Yeah.
Because I don't allow things like my friends who smoke. I don't allow them to smoke in my car. I don't ever. Can I add a bad one real quick?
That's right.
Coffee. I don't even let myself have coffee in the car. Mm-hmm. You know, and food as well. So I have this reputation.
You know what?
Of being
a little
strict.
That was me up until just a few years ago. I had to let that go.
What happened?
I got married.
Oh.
And my wife, she doesn't stand for that. And she enjoys coffee in the car.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I loosened up on the eating thing, and I kind of got into it. I'm okay with it now because I have to. You know, traveling back and forth at the hours that I do.
Sure.
And also, you know, I like to drive, so, man, it's hard to take a road trip and not eat in the car when you've got your family with you and you're trying to save time getting to, let's say, Disney World or someplace like that. You know, you want to keep moving and keep things moving, you know, I guess keep everything moving along.
I've got to tell you, man, I want to add to the bad foods.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I might get some disagreement here, but I think you'll be on the same page with me. Any foods that can crumble into small things, like crumbly things or candy, like Nerds.
Are you talking like the crunchy granola bars?
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Crumb cakes.
Crumb cakes? Who eats crumb cakes?
I don't know.
Well, oh gosh, I'm sorry if there's a listener right now who's driving and eating.
How about donuts with sprinkles?
Okay, good call. Yeah, yeah.
This is just it's a common sense list, really.
It feels like it.
I'll tell you, you know, this wasn't even. I'll tell you how, I guess, in my blood this was up until a certain point. And it really wasn't my fault, I guess. Up until, not this car, but the previous car, I didn't even have a drink holder in my car. Not one cup holder.
Cars come with cup holders,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, but they didn't in the past. It's relatively new. It's hard to believe now because a lot of cars have 16 or 20 cup holders.
Yeah, they're ubiquitous.
Some have fold-out tables for snacks or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Minivans, things like that. But, up until I finally got a car in 19 months. It was around 2001, I guess. I got an Audi, an A4, and it was a used one.
But still, wow.
It was still nice. I liked
it. Nice car.
It had two tiny little cup holders, and those were the first cup holders I had ever had. And I probably had, five cars up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
And now the one I've got right now, you know, those cup holders were good for maybe...
espresso?
Like can. Yeah, they were like that. They were tiny. They were good for like a can maybe. And that was
okay.
It. They weren't, they didn't have a wide opening at all.
Right.
Now, the car that I have now, I have a Honda Civic, mm-hmm. and it has four cup holders that I can reach from the driver's seat.
Oh, good. So you can have all four of your cups with you.
There's four. Two in the front. There's one right by my elbow, and then there's one up by the front that I've never used that kind of you pull out, and it comes out of the dash almost. It's really weird.
You know what we're seeing there, man? I honestly believe what we're seeing is a move toward spending more time in cars.
Mm-hmm.
We're already seeing it not just with the safety devices, but the technology is improving so that we can do things like access the internet from the car. And,
mm-hmm.
I am with you. I feel like you are going to point out that it's ridiculous to have four cup holders within your reach.
Yeah.
And it is. That is ridiculous because our listeners haven't seen your arms. They're not freakishly long. These are designed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, here I am sticking up for people.
And all along I've been walking around here thinking that my arms are freakishly long. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Somebody should have told you earlier.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You've got
that.
People arm, man.
I feel much better about myself now.
Excellent. So
human-sized arms.
Human-sized arms, yes.
Okay.
Wow. We're having a... Okay. I'm sorry, man.
That's okay. Well, also, another thing while we're talking about it? Drive-thrus. There's a lot of drive-thrus, and it's a lot easier now to get food in your car.
Thank you. You're saving me. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. I didn't know you were going there, but that's good.
It is. It's a lot easier to get food in your car and eat it, and a lot of fast food places build their food containers so that you can reasonably try to eat them. But I don't think it's successful.
I'm glad you said that because that's on my, that leads right into the good list of things that you can eat in the car or the things that I think are easy to eat in the car. Some hamburgers are good. Because,
some.
My wife laughs at me because I usually wrap up the bottom half of the hamburger and eat it so that, even if it does drip something that's going to be in the wrapper. Anyways, let's move on. Some burritos are good because they're all wrapped up. Everything's nice and tight there.
Yeah.
Sandwiches like peanut butter and jelly, something like that. That's not going to drip all over the place if you make it right.
Right.
Somehow pinch it together so it doesn't drip out of the bottom or something like that. I don't know. This sounds fanatical, doesn't it?
No, it does. Look,
I don't like stuff.
Okay.
Even now, I was so strict about not eating in my car that even now, if crumbs, when I get out of my car, I decrumb it practically.
Wow.
There's not a spot in that car usually.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's not dusty or anything. I try to keep it very, very clean. I've seen people that eat in their cars and it's filthy. They just take the wrapper and throw it in the back seat.
Sure.
I would never, ever do that. If I drop a little piece of anything, a French fry, I'll have to pull the car over and hunt it down.
Well, my friend, before we go a little bit further on the good list,
yep.
I've got something that maybe will be a little bit of a ray of light here.
Sure.
Because I think you are giving yourself a little bit of a hard time here. People don't realize that eating in a car can affect the resale value of the car. Because if it's just like smoking or something, if you have a bunch of food, especially people who don't throw the food out when they're done or the containers, mm-hmm. it can eventually make that smell. There is a higher incidence of crumbs, you know, maybe a stray fry that escapes between the console and the seat or something. And according to several car dealers, that can affect the vehicle because it adds to, you know, there's a cost of cleaning it. And at some point, you know, that stale French fry smell has got to come out. How depressing is that if you're trying to buy a car?
True. And you know what? Those seats are not just the surface. You're not talking about just the surface. There's foam beneath those seats.
Yes.
And that absorbs all that odor as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're making vehicles now that have stain resistant, smell resistant, you know, that type of fabric that goes over the seats. But for the most part, cars are made with fabrics and that absorb materials like that or absorb mm-hmm. scents like that. And it goes deeper than just the surface cleaning. So, yeah, good luck trying to get that smell of that, you know, week old cheeseburger out of there if you've got that situation going on.
So I'm just saying that to let you know you're not crazy. You have a leg to stand on there.
You know what, Ben? I think we're just about done with this.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you know what? I had mentioned that there was you said something about making it easier for you to eat in the car.
Yes.
Burger King's French fries they come in a package that fits into a cup holder. I think it's smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. If you're going to have French fries in the car, I mean, why not do it that way, I guess? Mm-hmm. You don't have to balance them like I do, you know, mm-hmm. in between your legs, on the seat next to you, somewhere like that. It's rough.
Quick disclaimer.
Yeah.
Nobody paid us to say good things about them in this podcast.
Oh, correct.
Just for our listeners.
Yeah. No product endorsement.
No free fries for us.
That's right. But that being said now, the two of the last foods that I had that I didn't get to on the bad list were, you know, the drippy or sloppy mm-hmm. foods to eat, right? Two that I didn't mention were, let's say, the Whopper from Burger King and the Big Mac from McDonald's. Now, imagine trying to eat a Big Mac while you're driving.
That's huge.
Difficult, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you a surprise stack of papers here. Now, don't look ahead. Just look at the top paper because we'll go through these one at a time. There's only four.
Okay? All right.
All right. See what it says there at the top?
Mr. Fast Food, how to eat a Big Mac in the car.
Correct. I found that today, and I thought I would share it with you. But basically what it boils down to is this. This guy gives advice about eating fast food items in the car. He reviews fast food items, new fast food items, and then he also says if he has tips on how to eat them in the car, you know, safely, or how to manage them. He has advice on how to eat a Big Mac in the car.
And oh my gosh, these are great instructions.
Really, there's only one here. Don't look ahead. Don't look ahead.
I'm not looking
ahead. You're gonna spoil the surprise that's coming. All right. So, and I'll just paraphrase this. There's a lot more to it. Now, again, this is from Mr. Fast Food. You can find it online. It says, first, pull off the top bun and top patty, and you flip that upside down, and you fold it to make an easy-to-consume burger and bun taco. So this guy, he's really thought this out.
Yeah, he has.
So, you know, there's three buns on a...
Right, there's the middle bun.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, so he's found a way that you take the top patty and the bun, and you make a burger taco out of that, and then you eat that, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then you take the middle bun and flip it upside down, and it looks like you have... And he says, now you have an easy-to-hold sandwich. Because that side apparently doesn't have the sauce and all the goopy stuff on it, so easier to hold. And he says, as an added benefit to this, it makes it feel like you've just had two Big Macs.
You're blowing my mind. This is like the MacGyver of fast food right here.
The guy's pretty good. And you know what? He's got a lengthy site that has a lot of different things, you know, a lot of different, he's got them broken down by restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know if he has, you know, broken down by car food or not. I just happened to find this one, which I thought was interesting.
This is awesome.
Yeah, not bad, huh? Now, if you are, I'm going to surprise you one more time. So that was pretty interesting, right?
Yes.
Check this out. Flip the page and tell me what you see.
What I say, I'll read for the listeners, introducing the Carbib.
That's right.
The Carbib has a unique shape that keeps food and drink off your clothes and directs major spills to the floor for easy cleanup.
That's what it says.
So for our listeners here, really, yeah, I did not know these things were real.
It is a bib for adults to wear while they're driving so that they can eat.
Holy crap. And this what you told me not to look at.
I told you about this because we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
And I said, I remember, and this is like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this prototype of something in a car magazine that had compartments and everything. And it was interesting. Plastic bib, really,
yeah,
for adults.
Yeah.
And what it's designed to do is it's designed to keep the food off of your shirt and your lap while you're eating. If you do spill something, apparently it effortlessly rolls. Did I say that right? Effortlessly
yes, yes.
Rolls onto the floor for, quote, easy cleanup.
That is yeah. crazy.
Yeah. So you wear it in the car. Anyways, they've got sizes for children and adults.
I saw
it. So yeah. It's kind of funny. I mean, I'm laughing about it, but it's a pretty good idea. And it has, this may be the funniest feature, it has a an easy-to-reach pocket that's right in the middle, kind of in the middle of your chest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Easy for French fries or hands-free cellular phone holder.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can put your French fries in there or mm-hmm. your phone.
Oh, but not the two.
you have them right near your mouth.
That's, you know what? I honestly thought when you were telling me about that, I thought it was a fad.
No.
Still around. It's a really good idea.
Right. Turn the page.
Really?
Yeah, one more. Here's someone using
holy mackerel.
A picture of someone using something called the Drib.
The Drib.
D-R-I-B, which is an adult bib that shields your clothes and the car from and the dining room floor, it says, but which is really your car.
Yeah.
In this case.
This
and
looks like an apron almost.
Yeah, it's an apron. And the cool thing about this apron is that it has this big pocket at the bottom. Sorry, I keep laughing at this because it is pretty funny looking. And this article, this particular article, describes it probably the best way. You know those big lead aprons that you wear at the dentist for the x-rays? It looks like that, only it's much more lightweight, of course.
Uh-huh.
But it has those big shoulder straps, I guess, that go around, and they just kind of hang over the back of your shoulder. You wear it while you're driving. It's called a Drib, and it's got this big pocket at the bottom, so anything that you drop, like let's say a pickle or tomato or whatever, it rolls down into that bib, and it spares the floor of your car from getting dirty.
All right.
Not bad, huh?
That's
again,
a good design.
That's the Drib.
That's the, wow, man.
I got one last one to share with you, and this may be the...
is this the creme de la creme?
Maybe. Don't know. It doesn't have quite the coverage of the Drib now that I see it, but...
Wow.
This one, this one has a big pouch at the bottom. Now, this one is called the Belts Bib, BELTZBIB, all one word. And again, it's a bib for adults to wear in the car while they're driving. And again, it has a shoulder harness, has an easy access pouch in front where it looks like he's got a box of, I don't know,
like
burger and fries.
And a burger.
I think that's a Big Mac container there.
Wow.
Looks like it anyways, but that gives you the idea of the size. So it's got kind of a compartment or a holder for your fast food rather than trying to balance anything on or around your lap. You're balancing it in this bib compartment, which is, I don't know, it's really handy, it looks like, but I would feel ridiculous wearing something like this, personally.
That's the one design drawback I could see.
Yeah.
And you know what, to be honest, it really, it's almost humbling because I thought for a second that we invented this idea when we were talking about it.
You know, I'm not sure about the car bib price. I don't have that in front of me, but the Drib was $23.95, which makes the Belts bib look like a bargain at $13.95.
Wow. So, I mean, this is, it's awkward to consider. Would you even buy this gift for someone?
You know? Ben, I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh really because I could see somebody, you know what, if you're a salesman and you have to be in your car and you have to get to that next appointment, you have to eat in the car, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure that these guys have to deal, you know, they have to get fast food on the way or whatever they can grab if they don't pack their lunch. This is probably a real concern for them, you know, that they've got grease stains on the shirt or they pack an extra shirt in the car.
Right. Yep.
This would prevent that. Any of these would, really. And, I mean, I know it's ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous anyways, in theory. But I think it really would work for somebody.
Touche, Scott. That, you know what? I wasn't thinking.
See, I brought it back.
You made it a good point.
I'm saying it's legitimate. I think somebody could get some use out of it. Personally, I don't think so. I'm gonna risk it and not wear the Drib or the Belts bib or the car bib.
Well, you're living on the edge, man. luckily, I have an okay situation. You know, I have a couple of shirts just saved up.
I knew you.
desk.
I thought they were crumbled up in the trunk, maybe.
Oh, I'm one of those. I am a pack rat. Mm. I've got that there with, oddly enough, my 72-hour survival kit. Homemade.
Really?
Yep.
Which, you know what? Don't tell us. Let's keep that.
You want to make that a story for another day?
Yeah, let's do that, because maybe that's a good thing to do. We can talk about that for another topic.
Yes. And speaking of other topics for our listeners, right? You guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Before we go, we wanted to read a little piece of listener mail.
All right, Ben, we've got a note here from someone named Francis. All right, Francis. I'm not sure if Francis is a male or female. I'm sorry. It doesn't say here. It doesn't. There's no hometown or anything like that listed, but I thought this was really interesting. I've already answered this email, by the way. I just felt like I wanted to read it on air, too. Yeah.
Well, hopefully Francis is a high-speed stuff fan. That's the part that's important to us. So.
Says that right here on the note, but says they love the show.
Oh, thank you, Francis.
This was interesting, I thought. I'm going to read it as if Francis is a male.
Okay.
I'm just making that decision right now.
Let's go for
it. So Francis says that he was in a car chase recently. Now, he had just listened to our car chase episode.
Oh.
And not necessarily, it wasn't really in the car chase. He was, bystander.
Oh, okay.
The chase went by him. Thought it was initially a convoy because it was such a slow chase, but when he got closer, he knew that the cops were chasing some bad guys. They passed him. And he says he didn't move from his lane because, they went by and there wasn't any need to or something like that. About 100 or so yards, I saw money flying in the freeway. This is...
What?
Money. Yeah. Money.
Go on.
and it started hitting his car. So there's money flying all over the freeway, hitting his car as he's driving, $100 bills flying through the air. And he's just driving right through them.
That's nuts.
Yeah, crazy. And he said that, it's funny, he mentions that he wished he had a butterfly net at the time so he could, snag some loot. And I think he said even from that same accident, there were a lot of people trying to pull over and nab money,
Yeah.
But I don't know how all that works, but I've heard of where armored trucks have rolled over before and they know how much money's in there, so they gather it all up or they quickly contain the area.
Yeah.
And, they know who's in the area. They try to...
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they figure out who has what. So he said that there was I think he said it was a 7-year-old. Oh, you know what? I just made up the 7-year-old part. It was $700.
$700?
Yeah, a young boy who had picked up $700 returned it to the police, so I thought that was pretty nice.
Wow, that's a stand-up kid.
Yeah, anyways, he said he wishes he had a butterfly net. He could have nabbed some on the way there. That would have been kind of cool. Oh, and Francis also sent us a couple of photos of a cruise night in his area, in his hometown. So thought that was nice. It was good.
Yeah,
good
that's email. Awesome. We should check that.
But, I thought, how often does that happen? You're driving down the highway and then suddenly... you're pelted with $100 bills.
Never. I mean, once. Apparently once that has happened. But otherwise,
you?
Never.
Not to you.
Oh, no, not
no,
to
no,
me.
No, me either.
No, me not either. To
it's
me.
It's a dream situation, I guess.
Maybe. Or maybe you were that kid he's talking about.
Yeah, sure.
That was a really awesome email.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I thought it was interesting. You don't hear about that kind of thing happening every day. And it tied directly into the topic we just had. So
yeah.
I figured it was interesting and everybody wanted to hear it.
Okay, so I guess that about wraps up for us today, right, Scott?
That's all I've got.
That's all I've got. I can't lie and say that I'm on the way to get a belts bib, but
me either. No.
Yeah, but you've defended it, and I think we've figured out some really interesting stuff here. So to our listeners, you guys, thanks again for lending us an ear. If you have any favorite car food you want to talk about, or you want to talk to us about these car bibs. Or you have a story like Francis's, or you just want to say hi, please send us an email at highspeedstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the High Speed Stuff blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.